the project go ahead. We repeated our concern that we will take significant time to find a similar job, a similar home. And more importantly, we really wanted to eliminate some uncertainty, which caused lots of anger and frustration, especially when the cover of the break and the house price increase. We really wanted to well plan our future to find a place called home. That's the reason we urged Kiwi to start discussion right now to discuss potential acquisition and the compensation. However, Kiwi Real replied that have no intention to discuss with us at the same time, although they acknowledge our concern. They only suggest us to request advance purchase based on hardship grounds when the destination is locked. But we didn't do so because if we couldn't agree on some compensation principle, the kick principle, it's useless. And this March, we sent a very long submission to the city council, and which also CC'd to Kiwi Real. So in the which include many of our concerns, and we actually felt really urgent. However, they didn't respond. Even after we request two meetings in April and March, they didn't respond. And as far as I know, last week, Kiwi Real also submit a very long legal submission, which you should have discussed last week, which addressed lots of question issues from some other submit, including noise, pollution, acquisition process. But as far as I know, I didn't see that address any issue we raised in our submission. We would say Kiwi Real really is ignoring us and makes us very stressful for almost over 1 year's time. Now I would like to talk about some legal issues which are hidden in a fair compensation. So as you might already know, so according to the PWA, so the affected landowner are entitled to full compensation so that they are left in no better or worse position than they were before the public work commenced. So I think this general principle is very reasonable. I acknowledge that, but we see it's unfair to be compensated only at the market value for our property, because according to the PWA, a market value is determined when the property is sold on the open market by a willing seller to a willing buyer. I will detail the reasons in the following slide. So first, there is really no supply of reasonably compelling property. So no supply, no demand, especially no supply of reasonable compelling market. So as you see in this screen shot, so I searched on this website in Palmy. If I put some hard parameter like how many bedroom, bathroom, floor area, etc., it just doesn't show any property in Palmas North. If I use the same criteria and I just enlarge the area from Palmas North to the whole New Zealand, 17 results show up, only 17. But I look more carefully, there was no result. If I further consider, like, if there are reasonable good school nearby, provide any job opportunity for us, and the building style, story, quality, material, location, if there's any natural disaster risk, for example, privacy, or even neighborhood. So I can almost conclude there's really no supply or willing seller of similar property. The second reason is, should our property is valued at market value, it will be lead to great error because simply there's no or very few comparable home sales. And last year, a real estate agent from Harvard acknowledged for property like us, they simply cannot give an estimated market value. On the other hand, overestimation is also likely, right? Because of insufficient data, which is also against the general principle of the compensation. And we also worried because the unfair compensation, which will inevitably lead to very lazy and costly dispute or even legal proceeding between KiwiReal and us. We of course can go ahead with that, but we think we are very vulnerable person, while KiwiReal have plenty of legal support, political support, etc. The third reason is, according to PS Section 65, it says property which has no general market or demand for that purpose, compensation may be assessed on the basis of reasonable cost of equivalent reinstatement in some other places. We think this clause in the PWA should apply to our property if the project go ahead. Because our home is devoted to a purpose of being a comfortable, special home for non-people. That is 3.3 times of the New Zealand average household person number. Secondly, the large floor area is 3 to 4 times larger than average New Zealand home. That's 4 times of that in 1988 when our property was consensed, and 3.2 times in 2019, that was the latest available data. So this graph from Statistics New Zealand shows this data, so I got this data from that website. Last but not the least reason, I just think there are some common sense in there. If there is some willing seller, they might lower the selling price because at least they have one compelling reason to sell their home. Although maybe they are reluctant to sell it, which might affect the market value, right? Secondly, there are non-people are attached to our dream home, which are really hard to recover. So our dream home is special. Not our cars, which can be easily replaced, not our mobile phone, which can be easily replaced. This is just like if you killed a pet dog, do you think we can just compensate that owner by paying similar amount of the price of such a pet dog in a shop? No, I think we couldn't do that. Also, assume the CEO of KiwiReal's home is very similar to us. I think we cannot force him to leave his home by only paying its market value. Also, as you might also aware, just yesterday, there was a rumor news saying A2 Milk is going to be acquired in the takeover. Its share price jumped more than 10% immediately. So in business, they have to pay high premium in a hostile takeover. So I would think if KiwiReal acquire our property, this is really similar. Or it's very similar. If we find a similar home with an unwilling seller, we have to pay high premium for that. Otherwise, why do they want to sell? Also, apart from that, I also wanted to say some unreasonable regulation in the PWA. For example, that we think the additional compensation by the way of selectum is too low for us. So up to $50,000 compensation is compensated regardless of how many people living in this property. Zero. If it's a bare home, and then no matter how many flow area it is, and also maybe you wear, so this amount of $50,000 was just increased in 2017. Before that, that was only $2,000. The reason we consider it too low or unfair for us is because since 4 years ago, New Zealand house price increased significantly. In most places, it's doubled. And
just on that point, if you haven't agreed yet to sell, don't you get the benefit of the uplift that's occurred since COVID?
Do we get
the price, the market value of your property will be assessed at the date of acquisition or private treaty.
I think so, because...
And so you have the benefit of the increase in value since COVID?
I think so. That's also what our lawyer suggests us by end of last year. They said we could think about us then to have an advanced purchase because the market was good.
Yeah.
But within our home, we discussed we do not want to bet the house market. It's too risky for us. If the market goes down, we will get some profit, but this is not something we want. And also the acquisition affects more people than average home. The second feeling is the large, a big area. What we can recommend before you or before the parliament guy is possibly this amount should be linked to the property value or even the number of people living in to make it fair. This one has nothing to do with our home, but I probably said something to do with some of our neighbors. The PW said it would be capped at $25,000 for a land with no home. But say again, because the increased house price, etc., this limit is just too low for those landowners. This one I'm showing, say, according to PW, it does not entire land lawyer get compensation for those things we can remove from this home and take them to another property. But we really have some stuff which we purchased, we built in the last few years after we moved in, which are specifically for our property. That will be useless, or its value can be reduced significantly, such as ride-on mower, which is necessary to mow our very large lawn. It would be useless if we have only, say, 200 square meter lawn. Same thing for the lander, for the tree, the bird's house feeder. And we also have extensive one which enclosing 3,000 square meter paddock. That's a significant lot. We, of course, have some furniture appliance which we cannot easily move to a smaller home. So our recommendation is such stuff should be reasonably compensated as well. There's also a limitation of 80 kilometers if we move our home to another place, but we feel we might not that it will be fairly unlikely to find a similar home within 80 kilometers. So this limitation should also be removed. And I also mentioned previous about our planned B&B business. The anticipated profit from such a business law